in the sugya of Gilgal Shvua, just a PS in the previous sugya of Agav, I never went through the Ran with you, the first part of the Ran. Just the first part of the Ran brings the Machlokes Rashi and the Ra'ah, which I think I mentioned when we started. Gilgul Shvua, if you say a lashon im, whether it's good. If you say a lashon, you're going to be kind of the karka, and with the karka you're going to be kind of the chamit. So with the karka you'll be kind of the metalpul. Is that lashon im, is that good or not? So the Rashi Shita is that im is not a good lashon. That you have to say agav and not im in order to do Gilgul Shvua. And he brings the Ra'ah who says that im is good. Machlaikis. So that machlaikis, Reb Shimon says, is the machlaikis we started with. If by agav, you clean it all in one shot, then the lashon im makes sense. And Rashi, who says not to use the lashon im, apparently holds that it's not all in one shot, it's not all in one ma'isa, and therefore the lashon im is no good. What's so funny about it is, what's the lashon of the pasuk that we learn kinyan agav from? Yitem lahem avia matanos im orei metzuris b'Yehudim. Right, the lashon of the original pasuk that we learn kinyan agav from, v'yitem lahem avia matanos im orei metzuris b'Yehudim. Im is the lashon of pasuk. Well, strange. Rashi says the lashon im is not a good lashon for kinyan agav, but it's the original lashon hakra. The Sma is bothered by this. So the Sma says, Rashi learns the pasuk is talking about the result. The Maisa HaKinyan, the result. The result is they had both. Could be that way, but it's a little bit of a chiddush. The pasuk says in, and you're saying in is no good. If you what? That's going after the Maskan. When the Gemara asks me being an Agav, the Gemara says, do you need an Amira or not? And once the Gemara is placed, you do need an Amira, then the Amira should be Agav and not Im. As a matter of fact, he's attacked from the Rashi by the Avoy. Then Im is no good. Yeah, okay. Okay, now. That there's vehicles in that Rashi. The stipler has a middle ground. The stipler suggests that it could be that when it's tziburim, then you kind it in, then you kind it together. It's all one ma'aseh kinyan on everything. And when it's not tziburim, then the other mahalach is true. That when it's not tziburim, you kind it first the karka and then the metatlon. Sort of a pshara between the two shittas. The stipler says al tatama that a kinyan works two ways. I don't think it's tamiya, but the stipler suggests that when it's tziburim, it works together. It works, that's one kinyan on everything. And when it's not tziburim, then it works with the other lumdis of kinyan agav, that first you kind of this and then you kind of everything else. Gemara's takamash for such that's the same thing in Achinami. He says al tatama because there's room to be matriya on the chiluk, but and you have to remember that's the way we originally want to learn the ibaya, that those are two tzadim of the ibaya, right? But at least according to that, it wouldn't be so shver from the lashon akra. The pasuk im is talking when it's tziburim, when it's tziburim, it's taka im. If it's not tziburim, then im is no good. Akoponim. That's the sugya of Agav, and now we come to the sugya of Gilgul Shvua. Alright, what is Gilgul Shvua? Gilgul Shvua is that if you're mechuyif to swear on one thing, once you're ready mechuyif to swear, we already throw in other shvuas, other chiyuvei shvuas as well. Now, it's a big chiddush. First of all, it's a chiddush, the whole concept is a chiddush. That once you make someone swear, you make him swear on other things. That's one step of chiddush. It's even more. Because we have a rule, Ein Nishbon Al Karkois. We normally have a rule that we have no chiyuvei shvua on karka, and yet the Mishnah said, "Zaykikin es anachasim shi'esh lo anachrayis l'shbalay." Then even though einish banal karkais, every other shvua might have been mikdash by karka as potter. Shvua said echad by karka as potter. And gilgul shvua when the galgul even a shvua on karka, even though it's a rule of einish banal karkais. So therefore, it's not just the chiddush that you said of gilgul shvua is about the chiddush. But the fact that when the gadol lechiyev kishvut karkais, that makes it even a stronger chiddush, because the shvua is it. I don't want. Why do you? How can you force me to swear? I'm not mechiyev to swear. If I'm in the mood to swear, I could swear. But I'm not, if I don't want to, it's a very big chiddush. You're mechayev me to swear on a taina. You don't have any raya to. You just come out of nowhere. And you say, I earn money for something, no rayas at all. And the chiddush is that even though there are no rayas, that you can still do mechayev. Alright. Amar Ula. Nayin l'gilgul shvua min ha'tayim. Now here, we have something highly unusual. We're going to learn a chelek of dinei chayshe mishpat out of saita, out of something which is b'chlal na chayshe mishpat. Nayin l'gilgul shvua min ha'tayim shenema. Va'amra ha'isha amein amein, when before she drinks, the kain is mashbiar, and she answers amein amein. V'tanan, ama hi aymeres amein amein. And what is the kain mashbiar? Amein al ha'ala, amein al ha'shvua, amein imei yirzeh, amein imei yishacher, amein shalei satisi arusa v'nesua v'shemeres yavam v'knusa. So he's cuddled everything, the kain who's meshbiahar, and she only says the word amen or amen amen. But the kain is meshbiahar, includes all these things in his shvuah. He says that he mentions arusa, nesua, shemer siyavam, ishzeh, ishacher. So that's the din by saita. That all these things are included when he's meshbiah, when the kain is meshbiah the woman. Now, the Gemara explains. Hayarusa echidami. Ilay mi dekani la kshi arusa. Saita gets kinoi. Kinoi is the husband wants her up to three and play. That's called kinoi. The kamashkala kshi arusa. And now she was alone with the man, the yichud. And now he's giving her to drink when she's in arusa. Tanan. It's not true. Arusa shemeres yavam lai shaisis blay like this ksubasa. If a woman becomes a saita when she's in arusa, then there's no din of drinking. My tamatachas yishech amrachman of alakah. So that can't be. So it can't be Arusa's talking that he's mashkah when she's an Arusa. No such thing. Ella must be the kanilah, she Arusa. He warned her when she's an Arusa. Finisturk she Arusa. And now they're raiding that she was the yichud with this man. While she's an Arusa, the kamashkilah she nesua. And giving her to drink. Now, if he's giving her to drink because she's an Arusa, we just says no such thing. So must be Zima to drink when she's in the suah. Mibatka la maya. How did he marry her? If he knew she was Nistara when she's in Arusa, he's not allowed to marry her. V'nikla yishmei aven arachmana. V'zman sheshmenuka miyaven. Only if the man is innocent from the chayt, mayim baitkin esishtai. Ein ishmenuka miyaven, ein amayim baitkin esishtai. So there's no echetimtza that she had kinyan stiras in Arusa, that you make her drink. Manavshach, after Rusa she doesn't drink. After Sua you need Ishmaduka Miyavain. Ella must be Ella Al Yaday Gilgal. Must be that when the Gal girl, that really she was not Nistara of Shia Rusa. He did Kino Shinasua and everything Shinasua. Once she's already drinking the Mesaita, he makes her swear that she wasn't Mizana at an earlier time either. And from here, we're going to learn to us Ashkecha Saita, the Isura, Mamayna, Minayalan. So, Tanit Verbishma, Kabachayma, my Satish lives for Beit Echad, the Gagolin, Mamishin, the Tabba Beit Echad, and Edin Shema Gagolin. So, we're learning out the whole din of Gilgul Shvua from Saita. That just like by Saita, there's a concept of Gilgul Shvua, the same thing by Mamin, there's a concept of Gilgul Shvua. Now, this concept that we learn out of Saita, we have to know the Gedarim. What are the Gedarim of Gilgul Shvua? When is there a Chilif Shvua? When isn't there? There are a number of cases that are machlaksim. Gilgul Shvua from the Gemara is a little it doesn't say enough in the Gemara about it. And in Mela, there are many just basic questions about Kugel Shvua, which are either Machlaikis Shainim or Machlaikis Ephraim. The biggest Machlaikis, the most Yisaitistic question is, what happens if the person refuses to swear to Kugel Shvua? Person refuses to swear in Kugel Shvua. In other words, a person is the Chayiv Shvua, you have a sichsich with him over a loan, and he has to swear. I got that, you magalgal on him a Shvua that he didn't steal from you last year. So he says, I'm not swearing on the Gezeirah. He says, you have to. He says, I refuse. What? He's not my idea. He says, it's not true. I just don't want to. It's not fair. I don't want to do it. He says, you're mechayiv. He says, I don't care. I don't want to do it. What? So what happens every shvua? Every shvua, if a person refuses to swear, so we have a rule, every shvua they rise in. If a person refuses to swear, we have a rule, if a person refuses to swear, he says, for whatever reason, he can't swear, so then he has to pay. That's the klal by shvuas d'oraisa. It's all on shvuah, go to shvuah. It's not once and twice. Rabbi Saita? I think that has a shayachis. All right, one second. There's a machlaikis. There are two shittas of Shulchan Aruch by Gilgul Shvua. What's it then by Gilgul Shvua? Either by Gilgul Shvua, also you say Mitaich, Mitaich Shem Shem Shalom. And there's a second shittah in Shulchan Aruch that says that by Gilgul Shvua you don't say Mitaich. If you refuse to swear, you're potter. Bezin just tells you that the halacha is a mechayiv. If you refuse, you don't have error, but you're part of that. The shach is matmiya. Why should Gilgul Shvua be different than every other shvua? Why should Gilgul Shvua be any different than every shvua? Gilgul Shvua is a shvua, just like every shvua that I rise. True. But he's saying in Svara. Svara it's different. By every other Shvua, there's a reason to think he's guilty. By Gilgul Shvua, it's just exerts a custom. There's no reason to think he's guilty. You're right. In Lomdis, there's a chilek. But I suppose the Shach means is that if you take the Din Torah, there's no such thing as a Shvua that if you don't swear, you're potter. No such concept. Every Shvua that arises, the assumption is you swear, if you don't swear, you pay. So the Shach. It's matzmiya. He also to tamer to say that it doesn't have the same rules. It should have the same rules. It should have the rules of taich. There's another concept of hepach hashvua, which he talks about also. But he says the rules should be the same. Gilgul shvua is a typical shvua. It should have the same rules as all shvuas in dinei mamon. That's the shach's approach. The shach's approach. The Pnei Yeshua, the Kunshas Achrayim here, the place Mem Hei in the Kunshas Achrayim. Pnei Yeshua says, one minute. What do you mean Gilgul Shvua is like all other Mamonistic Shvuas? No. Gilgul Shvua is like Saita. It's like Shvua Saita. It's a different parasha. Pnei Yeshua says that by Saita, the Iker Shvua and the Gilgul Shvua are not the same. The Mayim are only bited if she was Mizana now. She has to swear all types of nus. But the Mayim Baitkin, the fact that the Mayim makes her die, is only on the present Iker Shvua. She was Mizana now, in the Suah with this husband. We make her swear about previous husbands, we make her swear about Arusa, etc. But it's not the same. The Mayim is not Baitik on the other things. The Mayim is Baidik only on this. So Zatip Pnei Yeshua, that's why on the Iker Shvua has one din, Matayah. If you don't swear, there's Matayah. And what you're megalgel is like a lower level of a shvur. This is how Yeshua explains those rishayim. Now, there are two nekudas here. One nekuda is the ikadin. Do you say metayach? Don't you say metayach? All right, the shach is matzdik. Those who say you do, and the Knei Yeshua is answering those who say you don't. But in the side, it's more than that. It's a question of what is the limud from Saita. Is the pshat we learn it from Saita and we're medamit to Saita, which is Pnei Shua's approach? Or is the pshat that we learn it from Saita but lamaisa it's a shua of mamanis? It's a mamanistic shua. How much do we schlep along from Saita and how much do we not schlep along? That's the issue. And that's in the aside of the machlaikas here, and we'll see how hopefully that's going to get to other nidainim, other similar cases. But you hear the ikar, the kuda is what do we do with Gilgul Shvuah? Do we plug it into anything that we don't know from the Gemara? Do we plug it into Dinei Shvuah? Or do we say, no, we have to be the Damit to say? Why? Because from which part of the Gemara is that mashma? It says Safik min Nalan, you mean? You mean Safik min Nalan? See, the question is that in the Limud or is that in the Dinim? The Limud is only similar to Saita, but the Dinim get Dinei Shvua? Or not? In the Limud, I've had that you have to learn from, so you're learning it from Saita. The question is if the halach is that it gets. Let me ask you, let's say somebody would come to you, says, today you $10. And you say, I only owe you $5. So what's it then? Well, it makes sense, you have to swear over the $5. So now he takes you to bed, and you're ready to swear over the $5. He says, listen, I want to be megalgal on you. He starts with a whole list of gilgul shvuos. He says, you know, first I want to make sure you didn't steal from me when we were in business together, and second of all I want to make sure that when you owed me money the other times I don't remember. He starts being megalgal everything. So you start thinking, you say, you know what, here's your $5 and let's forget the whole thing. You're being megalgal already now another $10,000 worth of shvuas. The ikar shvuah is a small amount of money. I was ready to swear, but now I see you want to be megalgal on me, all kinds of things. I'll pay you a few dollars, and let me get out of business before you megalgal on me all these things. Some of the things I'm not going to remember, I'm not going to know. So, could a person do that? It's either way. Say if I don't want to, and say. It doesn't matter if I don't want to pay. But once I'm a chui of all these shvuas, can I talk to myself with the few dollars? So now I've already mechuyev to swear on the five, so I'm mechuyev on the others. Now to pay the $5 won't help me, except a chiyuv. Okay, in Shulchan Aruch it says that way. In Shulchan Aruch it says that once I'm a chuyiv, it's true, if originally I'd given you the whole $10, that nothing would have happened. But once you're mechayiv me, the Gilgul Shvua, so now I can't talk to myself by being Maidan the Iker. Once I'm chayiv the Shvua, I'm chayiv the Shvua. Now I can't get off the hook by being bide on the ikar anyway. I have to swear. If I'll give you the $5, I'll still have to swear the gold. Frektar Sameach. I think this is not Sameach. In 1 minute, we learn out of Saita. What would be by Saita? Let's say she comes to the Beis HaMikdash. She's ready to drink. And beforehand, they tell her. What do they tell her? They tell her be bide, right? What happens? she's ready to drink, and she says, you know what, I made that as mezana with you. So what do? We don't give her a drink, and she goes out without a ksuv. But you think when we make her swear that she also wasn't, that she wasn't mezana with a different husband, that she wasn't mezana arusa, and shemer siyavam, there's a chenat. What difference does it make? It's a good question. What difference does it make? If she was mezana, well, it couldn't matter, because the previous husband paid her a ksuv, but if she was mezana, she has to refund the ksuv. But you're asking on the Torah, you're asking on what I said. Okay, the Torah tries to add on once she swears. But you're right, once she's Maida, there's no Shavu at all. Once she's Maida, if she's Maida, even a second before she drinks, if she's Maida, that she was Mizana, she doesn't drink. And we don't make her swear anything. So the kasha is, if we learn Gilgul Shavu out of Saita, so we should say, just like by Saita, if you buy down the Ikar Shavua, you don't swear the Gilgul Shavua. So by Mamin too, if you buy down the Ikar Shavua, you shouldn't swear the other Shavuas. Why aren't we down at the Saita? Elamai, it's Mashman, that Elamai, it's Mashman, that when we learn Mamin out of Saita, we don't take the dinim from Saita. We learn the concept from Saita. But the dinim of Mamin don't have, not only Dine Saita, Dine Mamin, and Dine Mamin. All we're learning out is the concept. More than that, we're not, we plug it into Dine Mamin, which is like the Shach Mahalach. That we're not learning the Prote Adin out of sight. You know what this is similar to? This is similar to the very beginning of the Masechta, when we said that we learned Kesef out of Stei Ephraim, and the Kasha was, that if Ephraim is Kesef Shavius, how could Vayanisha, how could it be Kesef Shavius? So we had the Mahalaf, that in Achinami. By Nisha, it's Kesef Pirai, Kesef Kenyan, and there it's Kesef Shabbos. So as we learn out of Ephraim, just the word Kesef we take from Ephraim and we plug it into Isha. We give Isha her own demon. Right? We don't learn it out of Ephraim for everything, just for the word Kesef. The Shach's Mahalos is similar to that. The Shach is saying, we learn from Saita the Yisai, of concept of Gilgul Shavua, we learn from Saita. Dine Gilgul Shavua? No, Dine Gilgul Shavua, that we learn. We don't learn out of sight. That we learn separately, and one thing has not any connection to the other. Okay. There's another nidain in the Paiskim. What? No. No, sometimes we say daimi no vulki basra, and sometimes we say daimi no mina. So you can't say klolin. Each case you have to see how Chazal darshan. Avada, there's some cheshbon how the drasha works. I'm not sure what the cheshbon is. There's a third question by Gilgul Shavua. So far we dealt with Mataych, and somebody wants to get off the hook with the Ikar Shavua. There's a third issue, which is a machlokes hapaiskim. That is, if the nitva on the Gilgul Shavua says eini yodea, on the main Shavua he's ready to swear. On the main Shavua, on the $5, he's ready to swear. On the other things, he says eini yodea. I don't know. I don't remember. You want to be megazel on me? Something happened last year. I don't remember what happened last year. Eini yodea. So there's the Bach of the Taz say that when Megalgul, even something we says any idea, even a person says any idea, when Megalgul such a Shvua, and the way the Ktsais is Mazbe, the Shach and the Bach and the Taz, he means You swear any idea. You make a shvuah. What are you going to swear? You swear that you don't remember. That you don't remember. A person swears, I don't remember ever stealing from you. I don't remember ever cheating. You want me to swear something specifically? I can't remember. What happened? What? That's the shvuah. And his potter. His potter is a magadol. In other words, you tell me, I owe you now my different mitzvahs. Now you're telling me, last year somebody smashed my car. Was it you? So I said, I don't remember. That's a good example. I'd remember I smashed the car. But normally you have to say I didn't do it. The Bachan Taz, the way the Ketzos explains the Bachan Taz say that you can swear any idea and that's good enough. Because there's no, on a normal Shvuah, there's a grounds to be Mechayiv. Let's say Erechot says I'm Chayiv. There's really grounds to be Mechayiv, not strong, but the Erechot is a half of enough of a ride. So if I say any idea, I have to pay. Over here, by Gilgul Shvuah, I'll swear any idea. And that'll get me off the hook. I'll swear any idea, and that'll be enough to pass. What? We don't say Bariyad if to be mighty mom, and I don't think massive mom. If a whole machlech is Bariyashem or Bariyad, it's going to be massive, not be mighty. What? How could Hashem swear? Every Shema, you can't swear any a day. See, normally, you see, it depends. When we learned Bava Basra, the lumdus of the Taich is that there's already a bit of a raya that your chai is. Plus, you're not swearing, you're claiming any a day. That's an additional raya chai, so that's enough to be chai mom. Like Gilgul Shvuah, there's no Raya against you. It's a different concept. All the other Shvuahs, they rise, there's a Ksas Tvi on you. Okay, so Lamaisa, the Sman Dishas argue, and they say that if someone swears any idea there's no, they say you can't swear any idea. There's no such thing as a shvuah any idea, and the Sman Shach holds that we're not megagel the shvuah b'chlal. By any idea, we're not megagel the shvuah. We're only megagel the shvuah when a person says I'm potter. But the ikar taina of the Shach is that there's no such thing as a shvuah any idea. There is no such thing. We don't find anywhere that Teres mechayev someone to swear. I don't know. There's no such thing as a shvuah saying any idea. And hayyais, there's no such thing as a shvuah saying any idea. So, Gilgul shvuah is not mechayev a shvuah saying any idea. The Ketzos argues back. He says, you're right, there's no such thing as a shvuah saying any idea. But, what? They, rather, I think the Shach says that you're potter. That the parsha of Gilgul shvuah doesn't apply to any idea. Doesn't apply to any idea because there's no such thing as a shvuah any idea. So if a person tiny is any idea, he's off the hook. So you have to pay because of a tithe. Now let's see exactly what the Shach says. I think the Shach says that the parsha doesn't apply. Let's take a look. But what? No, only here. Only here. Because the Ketzai says that don't be the Tama, that there's no such thing as a Shuah saying any day only here. He says no such thing as swearing on Karka either, only over here. But in one Nakuda, what? There's a value in the Shuah saying any day. Because the person who knows he's Chayiv and he swears any day is lying. And people are, if Ganovim are afraid to swear a lie, swearing any day, if it's a lie, they'll pay that. Any of that is also sure. So, I'll go upon him again. We have the Shach saying that the way Mammon works, it works here too. There's no such thing as a Shvuah to any idea. So here also, there's no such thing as a Shvuas Eini Yodea. It's again consistent with the way the Shach is learning up, that we plug in the regular rules of Dinei Mamon to Gilgal Shvuah, and whatever normally works by Gilgal Shvuah, it works here as well. So the Ktzai seems to not be bothered that this is different than all other Shvuahs. The Ktzai says you swear any Yodea, but the Shach says no, there's no such thing, period. No such thing as a Shvuas Eini Yodea. In the basic idea of Gilgal Shvuah, there's a shaila that's somehow not that clear in the Shulchan Aruch that the Or Sameach and the Chassinuch clear. The Or Sameach is in the beginning of Hilchos Tayyim V'Nitin, Parak Aleph Halacha Yud Beis, in Dinei Tayyim V'Nitin, which is in the last section of the Rambam. And the Mechas Chinuch is in Mitzvah Shin Samachay. It's Ois Lamed Dalet and the New Prince. And they have the following question. By Gilgal Shvuah, do you need a Tviyah to be Megalgal Shvuah? Or is it a Maisa Bezdin, that Bezdin is Megalgal Shvuah? In other words, I had a din Torah with you a year ago, and I lost. I was Tvei Yumamin, and I lost. Now I come to Bezdin, and I'm Tvei Yu a new case. Tvei Yu this time I have an Eid Echad. You deny it. So Bezdin says you have to swear. How does Gilgal Shvuah work? Do I have to say, okay, now you're swearing, I want to be Megagal on you, the other Shvuas as well? Well, no, Bezdin does it on their own. Bezdin says, okay, listen, we had it in Torah last year. You were putter from Shavuot, you were kefir akal. Right now, we're going to swear already, we pull out all the files, and we'll be mechayiv, you the old also. What? How does it work by Saita? You think by Saita, the Kayin just makes every woman swear all these other things? Maybe that's only with a Tviyah. By Saita itself, what do you think? Every woman who comes into Bezdin says, okay, you're going to have to swear. Kayin says you have to swear that you are Mizana last year and with the previous husband, you are Mizana now, you are Mizana in Arusa. Is that what it means? That it's like a form, the claim that like he takes out his nazar and he reads off the form, or is it only that the husband has a right to be teveya? So from the Gemara, I don't think there's a mashmois. I don't even know how you could be done this in Svara. I don't think it's a Svara Shaila. It's a Svara Shaila. It's a mess. Question how it works. So the Sameach takes out the Rambam. Says the Lashon Rambam by Saita is Yesh Labal Lagalgal Shvua Alev. Yesh Labal Lagalgal Shvua. The husband could be Megalgal Mo Shvuas. So the Lashon is that the husband is Megalgal Shvuas. It means that the husband's not tiny. We don't make her swear more. Yesh Labal Lagalgal is Mashma. That it's the husband's tviyah that's Megalgal Shvuah. What? Excuse me? Oh, okay, 1 second. So first by Saita. By Saita it says Yesh Labal Megalgal. And in Hilchos Tayyim V'Nitin, the Rambam's Lashon is Megalgal Kol Ma Sheyirtza. You could be Megalgal Kol Ma Sheyirtza, whatever the Teveya wants. Kol Ma Sheyirtza is Mashma that the Teveya Bashiyirtza, whatever he wants, he could be Megalgal. How's the mashma that way?
Whatever Idachame Karus Shabbos Yavam like Sihu Parasha. Therefore, what? Therefore, it always happens, or therefore, you could be Megagal such a Shua. Do you think she says Amen, Amen? Does the woman mamish say Amen, Amen? If you're mashbiyah me on a bunch of things, that's say Amen two times. If you say, if you tell me, promise that you didn't steal from me last week, next 2 weeks ago, last week, and this week. So I have to say Amen, Amen.
Amen
is
the first
one. What?
Amen is the first one. And then the second is all those.
Second Amen. Do you need a second Amen? Does Amen mean that she has to say it? I think so. But these Mashbiyah all at once. No, what do you mean two Shuas? The Kayan says, I'm Mashbiyah you, that you are a Mizana with this husband, with the previous husband, not as an Asua, not as an Arus, and not as Shema Yisrael. And then she says, either Amen or Amen Amen. Yes. No, Gilgul Shavua is one Shavua. You Megagal it all in one Shavua.
Part of the original
Shavua? Yeah, it's all one Shavua. It seems from Rashi that you don't mamish answer Amen Amen. Rashi says Amen Amen that we're dashing Yisur the crow. Yeah, but if that was the case, Rashi shouldn't say Yisera. Amen Amen, it's not Yisera. It's Taish in the Pasuk. How should the Pasuk use Amen from this time for that? Rashi seems to say the Amen is extra. Lemidrash Begobel. But it's the Pshat in the Pasuk. It's not a Drasha of the Pasuk. Pshat is, you swear, you say Amen, Amen. You say Amen to this, Amen. No, it's not a drush, it's pshat. Once it's extra, I know pshat, I'm learning pshat. When she says yisura, it's extra. I think the Hamakta makes this deal in Rashi. The Rashi is saying it's yisera, it's extra. It's not the Hamakta, it's Yeshua. One or the other makes this deal in Rashi. As much as you don't say Amen, Amen, you just say Amen. And we're dashing the extra word on it. Now, if the Tev asked Tev, there's no question. But let's say Bezdin knows. Are they Megalvel without a Tvia or not? You're right. If the Tevah is Tevah, certainly. The question is Baal Bez and Megalgal on their own. So, Kapoim, the Rambam's Lashon is Mashma only if he's Tevah, yeah? And the Medayik from the Nemuki Yosef, that in the beginning above Metziah, the Nemuki Yosef's Lashon is that it's automatic. The Gilgul Shavua is automatic. Bezdin does it. And Shulchan Aruch's Lashon is Mashma that way also. Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring the Rambam's Lashon. Shulchan Aruch is a Simon Tzadik Dalid, where the beginning of Simon Tzadik Dalid, Gilgul Shavua, he doesn't say Kol Mashiach, he just says Megalgal. Kol Mashiach, it may not be such a strong idea. You may be right. Because he has a right and they have a right. Nothing now. I mean, the site is a much stronger deal. Why does he? In case Bezdin doesn't know, I had sex up with him last year. I never went to bed. So as a machlaik is the Rambam and the Nemuki Yosef. What's the heart of Gilgul Shavua? Is it that it's automatic, or is it that the person is legalgel? The Ritva and Al Gemara has a pshara between the two. The Ritva says that by Saita, it's even without a tefiyah. By Saita, the Kain does it automatically. And by Mamin, it's only with a tefiyah. Saita is Yisur. Yisur is Nayik to all of Klal Yisrael. So Saita and Megalgal automatically, no matter what. But by Maimonides, it's only if the Teveas is Tevea the Shvua. If he's not a Tevea Shvua, there's a rule that Al Tehi Me Erche HaDayanim. Interesting din. If two people have a Sichsoch and they have a Din Taira, if you ever have a Din Taira and you Tevea someone, if Bezdin understands that you can say a different Tevea, I don't mean lie, but that if you tie to something else, you win, Bezdin's not supposed to tell you that. Al Tehi Me Erche HaDayanim. Bezdin's done on what they tie. Bezdin doesn't give advice. Bezdin sits, everyone tines, and Bezdin pass. So Gilgul Shvua too, Dr. Ritzvah. Al Tehi Me Erche HaDayanim. If a person is not Tevea Shvua, you're going to tell him, look, you could be Tevea last year's entire. No. Al Tehi Me Erche HaDayanim. You don't tell people things that they're not Tevea themselves. As I state in Ritzvah. What? How is he protected? The chinami, Gilda Shavua is a pretty tough deal. The kapala of the chinami, yeah.
He knows that
the
Gilda Shavua before
it's actual. If he learned Kiddush and he got the chafzain on the base, he knows. If he never learned it, he doesn't know.
When is
Bezdin
demand
the
written
of
Gilda
Shavua?
After they say that they're regular Shavua?
No, at the same time, it's resolved. It's all in one Shavua. It's in one ceremony and one expression.
And the person has the option to pay what the regular Shavua.
No, but that's what we said. If he wants to pay, he's got to pay right away. Once he agrees to swear the Ikadin, he opens himself to any other.
And then the Shavua comes, or
if you're Tevea me, let's say you come here Tevea me, and I know I only paid you here. I'm away to the mikveh. I better think quickly. If it's worth it to me, I'll pay you already the whole thing. I shouldn't be this gavul shvua. Tell me by the minute, so I have to be prepared. You'll be gavul me other thing. Other shvua. Fair? Maybe not. It's not lost. I think it serves its purpose to get people not to swear. If that's the purpose, that deserves a kasa. The purpose is that people shouldn't be quick to swear, and then it accomplishes a lot. People don't have to want to swear. A koponim, see here the mitzvah. The mitzvah says that by saita, the kohen does it automatically. And by mamin, it's only with a tefiyah. Now, had I not given the first part of today's shir, we would start with the mitzvah, we'd say it's a pella. You learn dine mamin out of saita. How are you coming? You're telling me by saita works one way, and by mamin it works a different way. Right, the mitzvah is saying by saita it works automatically, and by mamin you need a teveya. But according to the site we were discussing today, the shach's idea, that we only learn from saita the concept, the dinim. No, dinim go with dinim mamin. Dinim mamin is a rule of after he may erche adayanim. The bezin is not teveya for a person; the person has to be teveya himself. So here we have the fourth case where we're saying that we plug in its own dinim. We plug in dine mamin, you need a tefiyah. And so we have in now four situations. One, the first one was the shach of mitzvah sheinach l'shvah mishalei, where we said you plug in dine mamin. The second was where the person says I'll be maidan the ikar shvua, you still have to swear the others because of dine. We plug in dine mamin. The third is the shvua sein yedeya, we plug in dine mamin, you don't swear any yedeya. And the fourth is this ritzvah. Okay, the Rambam probably argues, but at least to understand the ritzvah, we understand the ritzvah that you can be mechalik between saita and everywhere else. There's actually a fifth place. There's a question if you can be megazel shvua al ha'osit, which would be a pella in the first place. Make a person swear you didn't steal from me, and you'll never steal from me in the future. By saita, the halacha is the baal could be megagal l'shvua l'asim. You could say, swear that you are mezana and that you'll never be mezana. What? Mushba v'ayimid. All right. Which is mushba v'ayimid on the shvua l'shavar. You mean the shvua l'shavar is if it happened. Mushba v'ayimid. Yeshvua halashvua. I don't know how to answer that. But l'maisa, by saita, you could be megagal l'asim. And there's a tzais who brings from a marit who said that mamin, then you can also be megagal al asid.
Mamin, we learn from Saita. So you can gargle someone, swear that you'll never steal from me in the future. So at least sometime in the future, this person is prepared to steal, he won't steal from me, go to someone else. Does that mean he'll be over Shavuot also? So you say, we're gargle Shavuot. That's the Maharit says. And the Ktzai says that it's a Pella to think that you could be Megagla Shavuot Mamin ala Asid. No such thing. You never heard of such a thing. You bring some rayas. Again, like the Shasi side, it's very good. We learn from Saita the basic concept. That's the basic concept we learn from Saita. We plug in Dine Mamin. Nachinami, if there's such a thing that by Mamin we don't find the Shavuot Asid, so Nachinami. These are all hechachais to the derech of the Shah that that we don't plug in alright, so this is basically the limud of Gilgal Shavuah. We really didn't talk about the lamdis of Gilgal Shavuah. Is Gilgal Shavuah a schus that the Teveya has? Is Gilgal Shavuah Gzeres HaKasim? The Berachas Avraham, he says that's the machlokes, if he has to be Teveya. What? It's Gzeres HaKasim. The Torah giving him a schus? Or is it Gzeres HaKasim, you swear? But even by Saita, I'm sorry, even by Saita, remember, the Rambam says only the Teveya. I mean, the Rambam holds that it's a schus. I have a schus of Gilgal Shavuah. I have a right. If I'm Teveya, I have a right to do it. That's the Rambam sheet, that it's a schus. It's a schus that I have. If you hold that it's a Gzeres HaKasim, it's a Gzeres HaKasim, you swear no matter what. Just in the lumpness of the Indian itself. Truth is, learn. The Teveya could be Michael the source, that's for sure. According to everybody, Teveya could be Michael. He's Michael Pem Mole. There's nothing to swear on. But then there's no suffix. Even if it's a Bezna, he's Michael, so there's nothing for Bezna to be done with. Michael means life, not just the Shavuah, he's Michael the Mamun. He's Michael the Shavuah, but not the Mamun, I'm not sure. I just was thinking, I'm thinking out loud, I'm not sure if it fits into the sugi at all, but I think I mentioned to you under other circumstances that in every, like, klal and shas, there's usually one main chakira, and it's always good to bring it up. Sometimes things fit in. And just remembering, we didn't deal with Shavuah all this year, we certainly not. We didn't deal with Chiyuvei Shavuah, Exuvis, we barely had it. Pesachim before that, we didn't have Shavuah at all. So it goes back to Bava Basra, which is just the main nidain by Shavuah, the main lomdisha Chakira always is Shavuah a birer, Shavuah is Mevar the Amis, or is Shavuah a type of Tashlum? Like you could owe me money. If I bring two eggs, then you owe me money. If I bring one egg, you owe me a Shavuah. It's a Tashlum, and you owe the Teveya. Right? This is basically Reb Shimon's to Mahalchim and Baba Basra. Nafkamina, well, I remember one Nafkamina we had at Shemitah's Mishamit. Let's say you owe me a Shavuah. You're Maida basically, you owe me a Shavuah, and Shemitah passes. You still owe me the Shavuah? If it's that you owe me the Shavuah to Tashlumin, to Shemitah's Mishamit. If it's a bearer means it's a Chiyav on Bezdin to be Mevar the Emes. Bezdin has to investigate. If it's a bearer, that Bezdin is obligated to be Mevar, and Shavuah is one way of Bezdin investigating, so then who cares if Shemitah passes? If I'm Teveya, you, not a Chayav, I'm Teveya, you're a Ganav. So Bezdin's job is to be Mevar. So they have to get him to swear. So once Bezdin paskins a Shavuah, what happens now? If you learn that that's a Tashlumin, once Bezdin paskins a Shavuah, it's like Bezdin paskins Mamas. Once Bezdin paskins, it becomes a Chayiv, and Shvit is Mishamit. But if Bezdin paskins a Shavuah, it's not that you owe me a Shavuah.
it's a birur, it's something, it's a way of Bezdin investigating the emes, then it's mustaver, then the halacha would be that Shemitah is not Meshamet. Because Bezdin has to investigate. There's nothing to do with Shemitah. What? The halacha we pass in it is, grab. This is a raya, that's a teshlum. The Gilgal Shvua, it's very mustaver one way, you know? That's Gilgal Shvua. Gilgal Shvua, birur. Is there a job of Bezdin to be mevar? I don't think so. Svara. What's a Gilgal Shvua? It's a chiddush atayra. It's a very big chiddush, and I don't know exactly how to plug in the svara into Gilgal Shvua. What is Gilgal Shvua? Pashtus Gilgal Shvua. It's a svus that I have. I have a svus. The Torah gave me a svus that if you have to swear one thing, I'm tevei amur. To say that it's a ma'aseh bezdin, that bezdin mechuyev to be mevarer, could be, but it's somehow not mustaver. The old dinei Torah, which bezdin closed the case on, they closed the book, and now because I have another dinei Torah with you, so now the megalgul. The megalgul what? Chiyav a bezdin to be mevarer the emes of the previous cases. Well, that doesn't sound correct. He'll get his ksuba money back. He'll get his ksuba money, he gave her a get. Now he wants the previous husband. Yes, what if this husband cared about the previous husband? Why does this husband care about previous husband? Good question. She's not a spouse of the husband. Why does this husband care about previous husbands? I don't know what. If he's a kayin, then he would care. But even if he's not a kayin, he can move out. He's a galgal. I guess the kuda, leave that there. I'll look before tomorrow, see if anybody talks about it. If it's a birla, no, I just wanted to sort of to bring up the thing again.